Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. When I was about 4 years old, I can recall being very confused when I met new people. I presumed that they'd just been made. Well, I'd never seen them before. I'd recently realized that people die, probably because one of my grandfathers died at around that time. I came up with a theory that God must take the bits of dead people and then use them to make the new people that I just met. It was all very logical and in its way quite impressive. Just happened to be wrong. When we're children, our minds struggle to understand the world around us, and that's absolutely fine. But if I told you that it's still my view that God makes people out of those who've just passed away, you wouldn't think that was fine at all. You would, in your kindness, feel desperately sorry for me, and I trust start praying for me. Our thinking and speaking changes as we get older. Many things that were a complete mystery to us as children are no longer mysterious. But however old we are, we're still on a journey towards understanding, as we all have a lot more to learn. We need to draw two conclusions from this. Firstly, that we need to be humble. We might know a lot, but we don't know everything. God hasn't revealed the whole truth to us, so we need to look at every day as an adventure in which we all learn a little bit more about ourselves and our world and our God. And secondly, we need to be excited by the thought that one day we will understand the whole picture. So let me ask you a question. What new things have you learned about God over the last month? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, thank you that you are constantly revealing more of yourself to us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.